In the Tri-Cities, new facts are emerging in the police shooting of Antonio Zambrano Montez. Investigators say none of the three Pasco police officers involved in the shooting were certified Spanish speakers. Latinos in Pasco have been protesting and calling for a federal investigation. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
Pasco is a farming town, nestled snug into the confluence of the Columbia, Snake, and Yakima Rivers in southeast Washington. Onion peels flit like butterflies along the highways, and massive food processing plants occasionally stink up suburban backyards in the early morning. Many Latinos from Mexico, South America, and also from California migrated here to harvest asparagus, cherries, and apples. They've raised children, bought homes, and started businesses. Third and fourth generations have put down roots here, too. They're earning college degrees and taking leadership roles. But the shooting of a Latino man by Pasco police last week has thrust this fast-growing town into the national spotlight.
His actions were not normal.
That's Sergeant Ken Latin with the City of Kennewick's Police Department at a briefing this week. He's talking about the man who was shot, Antonio Zambrano Montez. He was 35, a farm worker, a Mexican national.
None of you would stand out there at 10th and Lewis Street and throw rocks at cars, and then when the police show up, throw rocks at them and then run. That's not normal, reasonable behavior. We just want to know why.
Kennewick is just across the Columbia River from Pasco, and its police department has been charged with investigating the shooting of Zambrano Montez by Pasco police. Several cell phone videos posted on YouTube show the shooting in grainy but graphic detail. Zambrano Montez was reportedly throwing rocks in a crowded intersection. Police showed up, tried to stop him, then tased him. Zambrano Montez ran across the intersection. Shots were fired. Then Zambrano Montez ran down a sidewalk. He turned briefly to face police, and they let off a second volley. Zambrano Montez fell onto the concrete. Reactions to these graphic videos vary. Some Pasco residents say police have to make tough decisions in seconds. There have been demonstrations of people waving American flags to support the police officers. 29-year-old Chris Black says he's an Iraq War veteran, and he wanted to come support the police.
I think the system needs to be given time for the proper channels and investigation to be done before we start screaming and yelling at people, saying, hey, we want answers. It's a process. Let's respect that process.
Others here disagree.
You know what? After watching the YouTube video, I think that it looks pretty bad. You know, it looks like the victim was actually saying, no, don't shoot me.
That's Martin Camacho. He's a resident of Pasco. Zambrano Montez was killed on a sidewalk near a large big box Mexican grocery store in the crowded afternoon. Kennewick police say about 40 witnesses have already come forward. They're looking for more who might have interacted with Zambrano Montez in the hours before the shooting. Hundreds have turned out to protest. They marched from a city park to the site of the shooting. There, on the sidewalk, tall Catholic candles are arranged into the sign of a cross. Large rocks with Sharpie inscriptions to the Zambrano Montez families are there, too. The solemn-mouthed crowd prayed, chanted, and sang songs. Shortly after the protests began, some Pasco residents like business leader Felix Vargas began calling for a federal investigation into the shooting. He doesn't think that the neighboring town of Kennewick's police force can fully disclose the truth.
In short, what we want is a full set of eyes at the state, national level to be done. So really, the eyes of the world are upon Pasco. We have an opportunity here to do something which is credible.
Some national media are comparing this shooting to what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. Vargas says there are some similarities, but also some key differences.
Ferguson, arguably, was a much more complicated matter, and it really called into question what the police did and how they did it. In the case of Mr. Zambrano, we have a man who actually was running away, wanted to disengage, wanted to de-escalate the conflict. There is room for improvement.
Others here, like Latricia Brooks, say they don't feel heavy racism in Pasco, that they don't fear the police. Brooks says she's more upset about where and when this latest shooting happened.
As I watched the video, because I wasn't there, I just thought it was very dangerous and reckless because of the fact that there could have been children in the stores or somewhere nearby. Bullets just don't go straight. They bounce off of things.
As to why Zambrano Montes was throwing rocks, his cousin Maria Madrigal says he wasn't well lately. He had injured his hands. His wife had divorced him, taken their daughters to California.
He wouldn't have conversations with me like he used to. Normally, me and him would joke around. We'd talk smack to each other sometimes, but playing around. This time I was cutting his hair, try to have a conversation, he would cut it short.
A number of questions about the shooting remain. Did Zambrano Montes have a rock in his hand when he was shot? What caused him to throw rocks in the first place? How many bullets hit him? Was he on drugs or alcohol? Were the police officers calling out to him in English or Spanish? Kennewick investigators say they're still looking for those answers. Meanwhile, the Zambrano Montes family is preparing a $25 million lawsuit against the city of Pasco. The family has also called for a second autopsy. The FBI is monitoring the Kennewick Police Department's investigation into the shooting, and small groups are still turning out every day at City Hall to protest the death of Zambrano Montes. I'm Anna King in Pasco, Washington.